Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Everyone, welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. It is such a pleasure to be with you on this evening. I just hope that you had a wonderful day today. It's just been an awesome day today. Starting with the rain, when I woke up like in the middle of the night and heard all the rain coming down, and it just lulled me back to sleep. And then got up this morning and was able to get out and about and do some visiting and giving some words of encouragement to others. You know, that's always a wonderful thing. I don't care what you have going on in your life. If you could just reach out to somebody else, you will see how much better you feel. And it's just so good to know that it's, you know, when we're not in this world by ourselves, it's just about, you know, it's just like in The Lion King where you see the circle of life. You know, it's all about us. It's all about us helping each other and, you know, doing for each other and reaching out to each other. That is what life is all about. No man is an island. You know, and I feel so much better when I'm out and about helping somebody else. You know, my most, one of my most productive days is when I'm volunteering at the food bank. You know, when I just put on my jeans or my sweats and I go over to the food bank and help move boxes and bags and stock the shelves and talk to people and get to give hugs and, you know, that sort of thing. That just does it for me. I'm walking 10 feet off the ground when I leave there. You know, listen, let me share something with you tonight. This is by Carrie Watt Kent. And she says, God hears simple prayers just as clearly as he does carefully composed ones. God help, God have mercy on me. Or even help are a delight to his ears. He not only hears, but responds. In all of the chaos, he whispers, I'm with you. Isn't that awesome? I mean, you know, we don't have to at all times just, you know, have those carefully composed prayers. Sometimes you don't know what to pray, and that's when you just holler, you know, or just quietly within yourself even say, help, help, Lord. Wow, I love that. That was really profound. Been talking to a lot of people concerning arthritis. Arthritis is really a faux pas here. You know, it's just so many people are dealing with the issue of arthritis. And I truly believe it's because of the overabundance of animal flesh that we're eating. I feel that it's overabundance of meat, dairy foods, that sort of thing, and overabundance. I'm not talking about moderation, okay? So I'm not talking about those of you that every once in a while, because I do say that, you know, even though I am vegan, I'm raw, you know, if you got to get you some meat every once in a while, stay away from the beef. Stay away from the beef. It just clogs the arteries. It's just, But if you got to have your little meat, get you some clean meat. Get you some Amish meat. You know, they don't feel, you ever seen an Amish wing, chicken wing? They are so small because they're not fed this growth hormone feed. They're not packed with antibiotics. So if you just got to get you, you know what, it's about moderate. We don't have the cardiovascular problem that we have and the obesity problem that we have today because we're doing things in moderation. No, no. It's because we are so used to letting the flesh have its way, and it's just crying out, I want this, I want this, like a spoiled child. You ever seen a child in the store and how they get to having temper tantrums when it's something they want? That's how this flesh is. It wants what it wants when it wants it. You see? And that's what has gotten us into the ordeal that we're in today. So with that being said about arthritis, I had said that, you know, I was going to talk about that today. The guest that I had scheduled to come on today was not able to make it, but next week she is definitely confirmed. Well, they are definitely confirmed for next week, and it's going to be two young ladies, two sisters, Kirsten and Erica, Kirsten Yersey and Erica Boyd. They're the owners of a new restaurant that's getting ready to open up in Detroit. It's called Detroit Vegan Soul. Yeah, they're going to be on next week. And then the following week, we have scheduled to be on a lady by the name of Delphine Allen. And she's from Jamaica. And she does these Jamaican herbs, seasonings that are phenomenal. So she's going to be on the following week. So that's the lineup for the rest of the week. But getting back to arthritis, now there's a one fruit that is awesome as far as relieving. It's in fact it's considered a natural anti-inflammatory, and that's pineapple. If you have trouble with arthritis, get you some pineapple. Can if you just have to, some organic in the can. But if you can, get you some fresh organic pineapple and slice that baby up and eat you a little pineapple every day while pulling back on the meat, okay? And you will find that this will be a tremendous benefit to you. Also cherries, also plums, also blackberries. They help to move the uric acid. And uric acid, that's a waste product. And it helps. It comes from foods we eat. And it can get stuck in the joints. And when there's too much in the bloodstream, it gets out of control. Okay? So you just want to keep in mind that these bodies are meant to run at optimum level. But it's just like anything else. Too much, and they don't run at their optimum level. They don't run in the efficient manner that they were meant to run, okay? So just keep in mind, cherries are awesome. Plums are awesome. Blackberries, because they help to move the uric acid. Now, if you're avoiding the nightshade, there's a lot of people that do not do nightshade vegetables. And they're like the tomatoes and the peppers and the potatoes, things like that. Now, then you may want to try sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are rich in vitamin A and fiber. You might want to also consider replacing ordinary coffee with dandelion coffee and even ginger. Try ginger. Devil's claw. And nettle teas, they're very soothing, and it's like a pain relieving and anti-inflammatory. They have anti-inflammatory properties. That's the nettle and the devil's claw. Also, a herb that you guys know I love, it's called alfalfa, and it's excellent because it helps to remove uric acid. It's also known as a food alterator. That means it's good for every part of the body. You know, it's good for it's like a body nutrient. It's good for the joints. It's good for any kind of arthritic conditions. It's like a tonic. It's good for the stomach. It stops excessive sweating. It's a deodorizer. You know that Dr. Watkins said that his wife was buying him all this expensive cologne. And he said as soon as he would put it on in the bathroom and he'd walk out, he couldn't smell it. He said, and he asked her one day, he said, "Can you smell this cologne that I have on?" And she said, "Not really, maybe just a hint of it." And he said, "I wonder what's going on. I can never smell my cologne once I put it on." And he said, as the day went on, it came to him. He takes so much alfalfa until it deodorizes. It would not allow the penetration of the cologne to the point of you could smell it. It deodorizes. It's also a pituitary gland nutrient. And for those of you that don't know, this it's a food, and its name came from the Arabic language known as the father of all foods. And it comes to us originally from Asia, and it's always a matter of great humor. They say when herbalists, you know, or some chemists isolate a new vitamin that's been discovered in alfalfa, because there are a plethora of vitamins and nutrients and active enzymes in alfalfa. Alfalfa is very easy to digest, and it contains at least 8 active enzymes that we know of. And these enzymes can help you to digest your food, as well as it digests itself, the plant itself. And you can even take large quantities. This isn't a herb that, but if there's one thing I do want you to be mindful of, in the beginning stages when you first start taking alfalfa, be mindful of any reactions you may have, because what I found out, if I take too much, my eyelashes, I'll start getting an itching in my eyelashes. And once I had my granddaughter taking so much until her eyelashes start itching, so until she would be pulling them to, you know, try to relieve the itch, and she was pulling her eyelashes out. So I want you to be very mindful. When you start, what I usually do is start my clients off with maybe one capsule twice a day for maybe a week. If that's okay, then you can take it up to 2 capsules twice a day. Try that for a week. And if that's good, take it up to 3 capsules twice a week. And if still no problem, then I wouldn't do any less than 3 capsules 3 times a day. Because you figure if you take the herb, the alfalfa itself, out of the little capsule, you'll find out that it's not even a teaspoon. So you're not even getting a teaspoon 3 times a day, okay? So, but start off slow. Take it slow, okay? So, and I mean, it's an awesome, alfalfa is so awesome, and it is very beneficial for any kind of, for hormonal support. And that's why it's so good for the pituitary gland. The root system on alfalfa goes down as far as 125 feet. And when it goes down and it comes up, it brings just a load of calcium and potassium and magnesium and phosphorus, as well as sodium. But now you don't have to be worried about the sodium, because it's not that chemical sodium chloride. It's not that. It's the sodium that your body recognizes. And these minerals are, they're excellent for balancing out a healthy system. So that's just something you want to keep in mind. And if you ever want to get alfalfa, you can always go to my website and check out the Pure Herbs alfalfa. Pure Herbs have one of the best alfalfas there is. Alfalfa, as well as a lot of other herbal tinctures and capsules and things like that. So if you're interested, just go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info. And you can check out the alfalfa. Just click on Pure Herbs, and you can check out and see what Pure Herbs is all about. And you can buy the herbs. Now, you can purchase the herbs from me at retail, or you can become a member of Pure Herbs, and I strongly suggest you do that. Pay $35. You're a member. Each month you get either a newsletter or a postcard with the specials for the month. And if you buy the specials, if you buy 3 of the 1-ounce bottles, 3 of the 4-ounce bottles, you get 1 bottle free. It's an awesome deal. And you also get the herbs at what's called like a wholesale price. But like I said, if you're not interested in doing that, no worries. You can always purchase from me at the retail price. And if you go on the website, you'll see the wholesale price, which is the distributor price, and then you'll see the retail price, okay? So it's good to have an option. And what's so good about it, when you spend $100 or more in any given month, in the same month, you always get 10% of what you spend back. Spend $100, get $10 back. Okay, anything $100 and above, you get 10% back, okay? Okay. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about tonight is salt. Listen, we are consuming too much salt. Too much salt. And I just want you to know that excessive salt consumption has been linked with high blood pressure. And I'm sure most of you know that. But it's also been linked with stomach cancer, obesity, osteoporosis, kidney stones, and kidney disease, water retention, bloating, cardiovascular disease, stroke, heart disease, and even heart failure. We got to leave that salt alone. Excuse me. And you know what? It's in everything. And don't even mention processed foods. The amount of salt in processed foods is downright lethal. It's been advised that adults are to consume no more than 6 grams of salt per day. That's about 1 teaspoon. But now the National Institute for Health and Clinical Excellence would like to see a maximum consumption of about 3 grams. That's a half a teaspoon. And you have to be mindful. If you're eating out, you have to be mindful of the salt that's in the food that you're eating when you're out. You have and see, a lot of times there's not a label, you know. But if you notice, like when you go to places like some of the Golden Corrals and places like that, there's a lot of salt in the food. Restaurants, there's no way of knowing unless you ask the content of salt. And for most of you that are not used to eating salt like myself, the slightest bit of salt in my taste buds just go crazy. It stings, it burns my mouth, you know. So that's why I don't really eat out that much. I'm not a person that do a lot of eating out. I like to prepare my own food because I know exactly how much salt is in it. So I want you to really be mindful of your salt, of the salt content in your food that you're eating. Read labels. Because a lot of hidden salt, like I said, is in processed foods, including bread. And most breads contain about 1 to 1 gram, maybe 1 to 1 gram of salt per slice. So just watch your salt, monitor your salt intake by reading labels carefully. You want to make sure that you're not getting an overconsumption of salt and reduce your salt intake if you're doing canned foods, if you're eating canned foods, by rinsing out your food, rinsing them. One lady told me that when she does her chickpeas, if she just has to do them in the can, she'll let the chickpeas sit overnight. And a little alkaline water. That's a good idea. And then look for, they have all different kinds of low sodium variety of foods that come in the can. So you want to be mindful of that too, okay? Instead of using salt, use herbs and spices to flavor your food, to give your food that nice flavor. And then that'll help you to get away from a lot of sodium. Did you know that a Whopper contains 2.2 0.1 grams of salt. That's 42% of what is already considered to be a high daily allowance. Isn't that something? Because now if you're not supposed to have any more than 6 grams, and I say stick more with 3 grams, then that if you eat a Whopper, that's your daily intake almost of salt per day. Okay? And if you're not consuming enough water, then it can really have an adverse effect on your health. I see we have a question tonight. Excuse me. Coming from the 216 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to your health.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Yeah, I just had a comment. Salt is also a good preservative, because like when you like you said, the Whoppers and the stuff you get from McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
for one, they get that meat, like it's just like let's say you take Outback Steakhouse, they might get the better of the beef from the animal, and then when Burger King, McDonald's comes along, they get the meat from the sick animals, and they put the salt in there as a preservative to make it last longer. Like also when you go to the store and get a beef jerky, now you just would think, how does meat being warm stay, you know, not rot? It's the
mm-hmm.
salt, you know. So
mm-hmm.
so
exactly. Exactly. And if that's why it's so important for us to read the labels. I had a young man just say he worked at a funeral home, and he said that they don't use as much as embalming fluid as they used to use. And I said, what? Why? He said, because we're preserving ourselves from the inside out, eating all these preservatives, and that's one main culprit for preserved meat. That's why, because, like you say, and that's how it can be kept so long. Bologna, you can keep bologna in the refrigerator over a week because of the salt and the preservatives that's in it, and it preserves it. And that's absolutely correct. They had a statement out not too long ago that the chickens that you buy from Walmart, sometimes they are so tainted, but they'll take them and soak them in a brine solution. And that takes away all the smell and everything. And the brine solution is no more than salt.
Right, right. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really something.
Yeah, and also,
our appetites I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that our palates have become so accustomed to eating salt and sweet. It's like, you know, sometimes it's like our taste buds only have two sensations, and that is salt, salty and sweet. We are being commercially put upon, because if you see, like I notice even when I'm in the stores, I see a trail mix and different things that have that combination, sweet and salty mix. You know, and it's just a play on those, that sensation
on our
salty and sweet.
Right. And And I would try to advise anyone to try some sea salt or some, you know, Himalayan pink salt sea salt, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it has the minerals and you know that your body needs. You know, instead
exactly.
of just because iodine salt from Morton's, you know, because that's
uh-huh.
it's a toxin to your body, because
it absolutely is.
Right, and they also put stuff in the salt now, or the table salt, I should say, because
uh-huh.
salt used to cake up, because natural salt, like sea salt, after a while cakes up. There's nothing wrong with that, but now they got table salt, where it could be in your counter for years, and then it never cakes up. So that's, you know,
right.
that should be a warning sign also.
Exactly. And then you have to realize the chemical, that sodium chloride, that's a chemical. You know, when they take it, the salt from the mines and they strip it of everything, all the nutrients, all the minerals and everything, and then they chemicalize it, you know, and then what's sitting on in that Morton salt box, it's nothing more than a chemical. And
right.
We do definitely want to stay away from the chemicals.
Exactly. That's
it's
killing
it. But you know, it's really amazing some of the things that they're doing. That's why I often say we have to be so aware of what's going on with our food, with what we're purchasing, what we're buying, what the media is telling us that's good for us. We have to be so aware of what's going on nowadays because, you know, I was sharing with a friend the other day that, you know, they got these little oranges out called cuties. And these little oranges, in fact, the kid even says it on the commercial. She said, you know why kids like cuties? Because cuties were made for kids. They're little bitty oranges, and they don't have any seeds in them. So, I mean, it just cries, genetically engineered. Cuties are made for kids. You know, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, this thing is diabolical. So now, because anybody knows, if you got a kid, you got the parent. That's why McDonald's became so popular. Because I don't care how old the child is, once they go to McDonald's one time and get that Happy Meal, 40% of McDonald's business is from Happy Meals. 40%. Mm. Because once that kid has been to McDonald's, they can recognize them golden arches. I don't care how. They don't even have to talk. When they see those golden arches, they get to scream, you know, they want important to the golden arches. And it's a known fact. If you get the kids, you got the parents.
Yeah, that's what they had to do. Ronald McDonald, you know, and, you know, the Hamburglar and the Burger King man. Cater to the kids, so.
That's it. Exactly. Thank you so much for your comment tonight, caller.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I'll be calling next week because I'm reading the book, We Belly You. You talked about
awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it then next week a little bit.
Okay. Right.
Okay, yeah, the call, he was really profound with that. It's just, the salt is just, and it's in everything. It is in everything, y'all. So be mindful. And you know what? I can tell when I've had too much salt in something because my head will just, it's almost like I'm dizzy. But like I said, even before then, my tongue starts to burn because I'm not used to eating a lot of salt. And my tongue will just, it'll burn like pepper or something is on it if I've had too much salt or if I even try to ingest something that has a lot of salt in it. So I just want you to be mindful of that. And tonight I want to let you guys know about a master tonic. Now, this is a tonic. I really do believe that every home, when you go to the store and purchase one of those big gallon glass containers or either buy you some good non-pasteurized apple juice, organic apple juice in one of those gray big gallon jugs, don't throw that glass jug away. Save your glass, especially save your colored glass. I've got some Rejuvelac that I made. I'm drinking some Rejuvelac right now that I made August of last year. And this stuff is outstanding. I keep it in a refrigerator. I have a refrigerator in my basement. So it's not opened a lot. It's only open when I do classes, raw classes and things like that. But I have it stocked with Rejuvelac. And for those of you that don't know, Rejuvilac is an awesome probiotic. It's awesome for the floral, for the stomach. And I keep it in there. Don't get rid of your colored glass. Glass is becoming extinct. Everything, they're putting everything in plastic. So keep your good glass. In this gallon, this is called a master tonic. And I think every home should have it. I really do. There's a man by the name of Dr. Christopher. Well, David Christopher is the son. Dr. Christopher, his father died some years ago. But he had a master tonic out, and his was called, what was it? The Plague Remedy. This is similar to the Plague Remedy. And I think that we're going to begin to see an influx of different kinds of viruses and things going around. And we got to be prepared for them. I want you to get your pencils and paper, and I want you to write down this. It's called a master tonic, very easy tonic. But you must have it on hand, okay? Now, the ingredients for this master tonic, and what's so awesome about this tonic is that it is extremely powerful because all of the ingredients are fresh, and its power should not be underestimated. Now, this formula is a modern-day plague tonic, just like the one that Dr. Christopher had, okay? So, and it's been used to aid in the cure of a lot of incurables. So I want you to make sure that you have this. In fact, I've heard people say that they've seen this cure chronic conditions and all kinds of stubborn diseases. It stimulates maximum blood circulation while putting the best detoxifying herbs into the blood. Now, I want you to have this remedy. We got to share. And I want you to get it in the hands of as many people as you can. Give it. You know what? It's a blessing in giving. We're blessed to be a blessing. So I want you to share this master tonic with as many people as you know and tell them, make it. This is what you need. You need one part of fresh chopped garlic cloves. Why? Because garlic is antibacterial, it's antifungal, it's antiviral, and it's antiparasitical. Okay? I'm talking about raw garlic. You need one part fresh chopped white onion, or the hottest onion available, okay? The properties in the onion, are similar to that of the garlic. You need one part fresh grated ginger root, and I don't have to tell you, organic. I don't have to tell you that. I know I don't. Okay. One part fresh ginger root. Why? Because ginger root increases the circulation to the extremities. You need one part fresh grated horseradish root. Why? Because horseradish root increases the blood flow to the head. You need one part fresh chopped cayenne pepper. Now, you can also use jalapenos or the habaneros. Now, those are some hot little suckers there. Ooh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Okay? You can also use the African bird peppers if you can find them. Now, or any combination of these peppers will do, but you use one part. Now, this is the preparation. You fill a glass jar 3/4 of the way with equal parts of all the herbs that I just mentioned to you. then you fill to the top with raw, unfiltered, unbleached, non-distilled apple cider vinegar. You close it and you shake it vigorously. Okay? Now, then you top it off with more vinegar if necessary. Once you've shaken it up and everything's settled and everything, this is where it really gets to be strategic. And then maybe not so strategic. Okay, but anyway, you begin this formula on the new moon. On the new moon. Get your calendar. They have calendars now that shows the different moons and things like that. You want to start it on a new moon. And if you want to know when there's going to be a new moon, get a farmer's almanac. It'll show you the new moon. Go online. You can find out everything online. Go online and find out when the next new moon is going to be. And you strain and bottle on the full moon, okay? Now, you strain and bottle. That's approximately 14 days. You filter the mixture through a clean piece of cotton. You bottle it and you label it. Make sure that when you're making this tonic, that you shake it every time you walk past it. You want to shake it at least a minimum of one time a day. Once a day, you want to make sure you get it. But anytime you walk past it, you shake it. And you remember that all the herbs and vegetables should be fresh and organic. Now, you can use the dried herbs in a pinch, but I strongly suggest using just fresh, okay? Now, you strain the liquid from the solid through a piece of nice cloth, muslin cloth, or a strainer. Make sure it strains out really well. Now, the solid ingredients retain most of the same potency as the liquid ingredients. So, therefore, you can use the solids as a puree and other ingredients like honey and lemon to make salad dressings or marinades for your vegetables. Okay, for example, you can, by mixing to taste with a little peanut oil or olive oil and with your vegetables that you strained off, they make an awesome marinade for if you like tofu. It's awesome on your tofu. It's awesome on your vegetables right before you get ready to grill them. If you like grilled vegetables, it's awesome for that, okay? Now, you store your tincture in a dark place because light will deteriorate it. That's why I said it's good if you can save your dark-colored glass bottles. But I keep mine in my, I have like a cellar pantry. That's where I keep mine, in the dark. I rarely, if ever, go into this room. And it's just always dark. That's where I store mine. Now, you can also put the jar in a paper bag, and this will help to the brewing process of it. So this is just a powerful tonic to have on hand for those times that's definitely going to come upon us. Now, it stimulates the blood, and it also detoxifies, and it's not just for the sniffles. It has been known to really help turn around some really crucial illnesses. And like I said, it was designed as an alternative to Dr. Christopher's plague formula. Now, if you want to see his plague formula, just go to Google or someplace and Google Dr. Christopher's plague formula, and you could take a look at the ingredients and the process for that too. And you may want to do that as well. This is just a quicker version of a tonic that is just as powerful as Dr. Christopher, okay? So it kills viruses, And it's just, it's an awesome tonic. You want this tonic on hand. So make plenty and give it away. Make it and give it to others, you know, but make sure you have a lot on hand for yourself, okay? If anybody else have any other kind of tonics that you've been using or any other home remedies or anything that have been really beneficial to you, share it. Share it with us. We'd love to know about the different remedies that you've been using, you know, because whenever I find one, whenever I get one, I'm always going to bring it to my listening audience. Tonight I have a recipe for you for, this is called a rejuvenator. It's made out of parsley, kale, and berries. And this is, I love this smoothie. It's just a power-packed smoothie. And this is how you make it. You puree 1/2 cup of flat-leaf parsley, organic. Use the leaves and the stems. You use 4 kale leaves. And kale, they got the dinosaur kale now, but, oh, it is so beautiful. I don't know about your area, but I found some really beautiful kale at Meijer's, also at some of the Kroger's in their organic section. They have it, but Meijer's has been really having some beautiful kale. I don't know if they still have the organic Fuji apples at the natural food patch. I'll be checking that out tomorrow. But this is a smoothie that you will want. You're going to love this smoothie. Listen, parsley has anti-inflammatory properties, and it is awesome. Parsley also has been shown to boost the immune system, and it even may help protect against everything from colds to cancer. So this is it's an awesome recipe. Like I said, puree 1/2 cup of flat leaf parsley, the leaves and the stems. You want to take 4 kale leaves. Now, you can remove the center rib if you want to, but if you don't want to, you don't have to. I don't, but if you want to, you can. And then you take 1 cup of frozen organic berries, like strawberries or either raspberries, but now they're coming into season, so you may want to use the fresh. It's up to you. Organic. Then you take 1 banana, you cut it into pieces, 1 teaspoon of ground flaxseed. Grind your flaxseed at the time you're getting ready to use it. Don't grind it today to use for your smoothie in the morning. Grind it and use it and consume it right then and there, okay? And you use 1 cup of water, and you put all of this in the blender, and you blend it until smooth. Now, if it happens to be a little bit too thick, because everything varies, the size of your kale leaves, the banana, you see, so everything varies, the size of everything varies, and then you just blend it together. If you want, you know, throw you some ice in there. I keep alkaline ice just in case I wanted a bit more smoothie, slushy-like. You can add some of those. But now, this drink has only 100 calories. It has 1 gram of fat. But check this out. It's got 4 grams of fiber. And it is beautiful. It's a wonderful anti-inflammatory drink. And like I said, parsley has a plethora of just wonderful benefits for the body, health benefits for the body. So this is something it's just something I do. I love smoothies. I normally have me a smoothie every evening before I go to bed, and it's normally a kale smoothie, kale and something, kale and berries, kale in strawberry scale and a banana, a kiwi. Kiwi is in, oh, it's just so awesome for you. So just try it and let me know. If you try it next week, let me know how you like it. I'm sure you're going to love it. And then tweak it with some other little things you may like. You like cinnamon? Put a little bit of cinnamon in it. If you're into essential oils, you know, put you a drop or two of essential oil in there, ginger. Ginger will really light it up because ginger is good. It warms the emotion. It uplifts the spirit. It helps to, it's wonderful for aiding in the concentration and the memory retention. So, you know, use a little ginger or grapefruit. Grapefruit is excellent for lifting depression and giving a sense of well-being. So if this is a smoothie that you're getting ready to drink right before you get ready to head out the door, you know, to do your walking or whatever, if it's one for in the evening, put a drop or two of lavender. Lavender, you all know lavender is widely known to relieve stress. It has a wonderful calming effect. It aids in sleep for the young as well as the old. So it's just a wonderful essential oil. Lemon. Lemon rejuvenates the tired mind and spirit. It aids in concentration, and it promotes clear thinking. Peppermint. Put a drop of peppermint in there and see how it stimulates you if you're fatigued. I would use peppermint like, you know, if you're having one of those day slumps, maybe you've been really busy running here and there, and you kind of got that little tired slump going on, put a drop of peppermint in your parsley smoothie. It'll perk you up because it perks up the brain, and it also helps to rejuvenate the concentration. Rosemary. Now, not too much rosemary, because rosemary may affect the taste. Sometimes it has, and depending, too, on the oil that you use. I like using one of the highest quality essential herbs there is, and it is Young Living. I've been using Young Living for years. I highly recommend them. They're therapeutic brands of essential oils. And now I know there's other companies have good oils, too. Nature Sunshine, they have really good oils. I use their clove. Every home should have a bottle of clove oil because anything going on in the mouth, you know, if you bite your tongue, if you bite down on something and you know, bite your and break the gum, if you anything concerning the mouth, a cold sore, It is awesome. It will heal it in no time flat, and that's essential oil of clove. So that's another good one. So those are just some of the oils that I have experimented with my smoothies, or either in my green drinks. For those of you that are familiar with the green drinks, just a handful of mixed greens and 4 cups of water. You know, sometimes if I want a little different taste, I'll put a couple of drops of essential oil in that just to give it a different flavor. That's it. You know, it doesn't change the character other than the flavor. You know, and sometimes with using essential oils like the orange and lemon and different ones like that, it's really refreshing. It's really a refreshing taste. So those are just some things. And I just believe in using essential oils. I believe in diffusing essential oils because when you diffuse essential oils, it breaks the oils down in the smallest of a molecule, and you're able to breathe it. If you can breathe it in through the thalamus, And it's just, oh, I'm telling you, you just have to try it. But check out essential oils. They're rejuvenating, they're regenerating, they're oxygenating. They're awesome for the immune system defenses. If you feel yourself coming down with a little cold, if you're starting to sneeze or something like that, or you got that itchy throat, you know how we always talk about that little itchy thing going on where you say, oh, feel like I'm trying to, you know, get you some essential oils and put it in a diffuser and diffuse it and just smell it. Let it just breathe it. And essential oils, Young Living essential oils have wonderful, they have an oil, it's called Immu Power. And it actually helps to guard against any diseases. It's a powerful antioxidant, and it has special immune building properties in it. They also have another one called Thieves. And this essential oil is really wonderful. It's a blend that the thieves, that said that the thieves back during the time of the 16th century when they would rob the dead, they say they used this blend of essential oils to rub on their bodies to protect them against the Black Plague while they were looting the bodies of the dead. And their assumption was that this would enhance their immune system. I don't know about all that. I just know that this is a wonderful essential oil to diffuse if you feel like you're coming down with. And I like doing it like in the evening, right before I get ready to go to bed. I'll diffuse it. I have a diffuser in my bedroom, and I'll diffuse a few drops of it, and then I go to sleep. And the next day I wake up feeling so rejuvenated, and it's a wonderful thing. So just try it. You don't have anything to lose, but maybe old nasty virus that's trying to take hold and it won't be able to. The herb specials this month through Pure Herbs is the ACS. It provides electrolytes and minerals for the maintenance of good health. It's a combination herb. It has arrowroot, Atlantic kelp, bladder wrack, and Irish moss. Also, arnica. Arnica is very beneficial for supporting the nervous system, and it provides support for the bones. Another herb that's on special is the LGW, which supports the liver and gallbladder functions. I really need my smoothie tonight. Also, it's also a combination herb, and it has burdock, yellow dock, calendula, and turkey rhubarb. To find out more about these herbs, just simply go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info. I'd like to thank my caller coming from the 216 area code tonight with those helpful comments he made concerning salt. Very, 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 very informative. And, you know, it's always a good thing when you chime in and, you know, when you know something and to share it with the rest of the listening audience, that's always a good thing. Get that master tonic made, store it up for the days ahead, and also try that parsley smoothie and let me know what you think about it, okay? Hey, guys, that's it for tonight. The clock on the wall says it's time to get up out of here. So I truly want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. It's been a plum-pleasing pleasure and a privilege. It's always a good thing when we can come together and share information concerning how to keep these bodies running at the optimum level. You know, these bodies are the temple of God, and we got to take good care of them. It's not about going anywhere letting anybody tell us what to do for our bodies, but it's about going to the manufacturer and asking him. And I just simply believe in doing that. Thanks, guys. Let's do it again next week. We want to hear about that wheat belly book. We want to hear what you think about that wheat belly book next week, caller. And thank you so very much, guys. I love you all. Have a blessed night tonight. Sweet sleep. Okay? All right.